I'm your host, Christian Brooks. Tonight, we're going to be going over Othello by William Shakespeare. So, let's go over the characters really quickly. Well, first of all, we have who the play is named after, Othello. Othello is a Christian Moor and a general of the army of Venice. Othello is from Northern Africa. He's not exactly the most respected in Venetian culture, but he's important to the survival of the state, and that will become apparent later. Next up, we have Desdemona. Desdemona is the daughter of Venetian setter Barbanzio. He's somewhat important, but she's definitely the focal point here. Pretty much everybody in the story wants to know her, is somehow involved with her, and she has the interests of both Rodrigo and Othello. Iago. Iago is probably Shakespeare's most heinous villain. He flat out hates Othello. No one really quite knows how. It may be the fact that Othello is a Moor. It may be the promotion of Cassio to lieutenant. But no one is quite sure. Iago is Othello's ancient, or ensign. In such, he's somewhat important, but not enough. And he's known for being honest, which he starts to capitalize on throughout the story. And up until the end, everyone accepts. Michael Cassio. Michael Cassio in the story kind of always struck me as a Prince Charming who worked for the mob boss. But he does have some good qualities. Although he's inexperienced as a soldier, he has a high position and he's definitely trusting. He trusts Othello and he definitely wants to help Othello, and he wants to be in his position as lieutenant. But he is susceptible to not only his connections to other people, but also his trust in Iago as his co-worker, as the ancient. It's really important, because Iago even uses this relationship with Othello and himself against Cassio. And this becomes the driving force of the entire story. Rodrigo. Rodrigo is an interesting character. Rodrigo is quite wealthy, but he also has an intense fascination with Desdemona. So, in the sense, think of it like this. Rodrigo sends Desdemona gifts before Desdemona ends up marrying Othello. However, Rodrigo's gifts never do get to Desdemona. Rodrigo is fascinated with Desdemona, but Desdemona has no idea he even exists. And this idea of Rodrigo not really existing to a lot of people continues through the story almost until the end. In fact, to the end. So, Rodrigo ends up traveling with the rest of the characters, and he helps Iago with his plans, only to suffer as a fool to a plan he well and could have avoided. Think it might be important to maybe mention Emilia. Emilia shows up a lot in Othello, but she also has a questionable role. Emilia is Iago's wife. She shows up accompanying him, and she supports and is in a lot of the action, but the reason she's there never really pops up. Another character to point out is Bianca. Bianca is a prostitute in Cyprus. Her favorite customer is Cassio, the lieutenant of Othello, and she follows him around, and Cassio thinks very ill of her. He sees her as a silly girl who follows him around wherever he goes, regardless of whether or not he shoos her away. And the other characters kind of see this, but only Iago really exploits this and starts to use this as a turning point for the entire story. And in the interviews we follow, just here in a second, you'll see that mainly. So, following off of our character introductions, we're going to go into some interviews. So, we're going to be talking to Iago, Emilia, and Othello and Desdemona. So, it's important to kind of think of this as a recap on some of the events. We're going to go over various points that are important to the story. And as you decide to read through it and follow through, you'll see why. Emilia, you were essential to revealing Iago's plans. What were you going to do if Iago hadn't killed you?
To be honest, before I talked to Othello, I had no knowledge of Iago's plans. I knew he was asking me to do things that seemed odd, but I trusted him, and he killed me in the end. Shameful, Iago. Just shameful.
Othello, when Iago suggests that Desdemona might have given the handkerchief to Cassio, were you at all suspicious of Iago?
At the time, it was not my first thought. I was more focused on the missing handkerchief. Iago was not a likely suspect in my mind at the time.
Iago, what was the main event in your plan to displace Othello?
I would say the main event was the scene when I tricked Othello. You see, it's vital I know how people will behave to control situations. I was careful to try and keep all of my plans secret and to isolate the others from each other.
Desdemona, were you aware of Iago's plot to separate you from Othello?
No, I was not aware. I didn't talk to Emilia, so I had no idea what was going on.
Well, thank you for staying, and I'd like to cite my sources. So, I used, obviously, Othello, that can be found in the Apple iBook store, and also a book by Sparknotes, Othello, William Shakespeare. It's really helpful for going over the different concepts and simplifying them down, and also No Fear Shakespeare, which had a translation of Othello into modern English for all those tired nights of reading. So, thank you very much for listening to my Othello podcast, and look forward to seeing you here again.